Proverbs 22, please stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. Going to read verse number 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Look down in chapter 23, verse number 10. Remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. Let us pray. Father, again, I want to thank you today for your wonderful blessings. It's been good to be in God's house. It's been good what you've done today in our hearts. And once again tonight, Lord, this is a new service. We need you. We need your power. We need your wisdom. We trust, Lord, that you'll be able to just work in our hearts and help us as we preach tonight and as we receive the word of God. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you, Christ died on the cross for our sins, was buried and rose again for our justification. Now, once again, we thank you and ask your will to be done tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Ron, thank you for your testimony. Appreciate it so much. And we look forward to that. You ought to look forward to the book. I believe it's a great book. I believe it's going to be a great testimony for the Lord and be used of God, I believe, in many, many ways. And so we look forward to that. Tonight, what I'm going to do once again is I'm going to speak to you on the subject of landmarks established. Back 30 years ago, Blessed Hope Baptist Church came into existence. A lot of things that developed to bring that to pass. 30 years later, we have a church here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, which I believe is a church that God has ordained. We are not perfect. We're imperfect people, but we've tried the very best these 30 years to stick with many of the things that we established in the beginning. And what I want to do is to go back and help you to understand a little bit about the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. A little bit about what was established back there in the very beginning of its existence. So that it'll help you. You look at it many times now. Many of you were not there back then. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying you look at it as from today. Or when you came. That's when you look at it. I look at it from the very beginning, from the day it began. Brother Charles English was, and his family was also there in the beginning. We had many of them come and very soon after that. But I'm just simply saying to you, there was some things that was established that was necessary for the formation of a church that would remain down through the years. One of my concerns was to get a church established that would be a church that would remain and would do the work of God when my children was old enough that they could serve here. I never thought at that time about my grandchildren, but that developed, and thank God it did. Not only my children, but the children of those who were serving at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We needed a place that would be steadfast and sure. This is not in condemnation of anybody. All I know is I looked around the country and I looked around the area and I knew that there needed to be a church, a fundamental, independent, fundamental Baptist church that would stand for right. I knew that. Amen. And that's, of course, true in any city, any town. But I'm just saying to you, there's not near as many of them as there used to be. I'm not saying there isn't those churches, but there's not near as many as there used to be. So it was my desire that the families that was come up in that church would hear the right, not only the right kind of preaching, but be in a church that would help them and guide them and their families for the rest of their life. It's awful dangerous. It's really dangerous for any church, because in the beginning, I believe something. I believe that most churches that are formed, now I'm talking about churches that believe the Bible in the beginning. I believe most churches are formed with an excitement and a desire to do right. I believe that. Churches that we look at now, which we might consider liberal, more than likely wasn't liberal years ago. They were churches that was like ourselves, just wanting to desire to see God work amongst them. some of the great colleges, they're not great now, but Harvard and Yale University started out as good, solid Christian colleges on fire for God. Now, we know they're not today. They're nothing but a bed of liberalism. We know that. So what I'm saying to you is, the desire of my heart was to never let that happen here, to never let it falter or go backwards. That's my desire. And landmarks that were established early in this church's history had to be, let me say, strengthened from time to time. We just had some work done on fencing around our place out there, and at every corner there is a fence post, big fence post. But to help hold that fence post so it will not give is another wooden fence post over here with a brace between it. Whatever direction it's going, there's a fence post over here and a brace between it. What for? To hold that solid, that fence post that is the corner post, let me say, of the fence, so it won't give. Now, from time to time, as you lay landmarks, you have to come along and you have to put braces in so that they will not give. If they begin to give, you need to straighten them up. As I said before, we're not perfect people. And so if you don't be careful, now there's been a lot of places across this country that did not get their places straightened up. And so they went liberal, they went off on all kinds of areas and ministries. But I don't want that to happen at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. The pastor of the church who began this church has a deep burden for this church. You may not understand all of that. You don't have to understand all of it. But to some degree, it was my baby. Now, I know who it belongs to. I know it's the Lord's. But he gave me the responsibility of overseeing it. And so I'm saying to you, there had to be some things that was established in the early years. Okay? Whether you understand those or not, they had to be established to be able to have the right foundation and the right landmarks so that we would go in the right direction. The very first one of those, and this was the very first thing that we established at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, was the fact that we was going to have a church that was founded on the Word of God. Now, that may all sound nice to you, or maybe don't sound big deal, but it's so important that a church be founded on the Word of God, and that the Word of God, and let me say to you about the King James Bible. I never have preached from anything else but the King James Bible, even though early in my ministry I didn't have a deep understanding of all that where there was to all of that. I just was always told the King James is the Bible, and that's what I preach from. And over the years, of course, I've developed an almost obsession with the fact that we got to stick with the King James Bible. And far as I know, I don't know when I wasn't here whether that ever happened or not. Far as I know, there's never been anybody stand in this pulpit and preach from anything else but the King James Bible. Okay? Now, the King James Bible, when you believe and you establish that the church is going to be founded on the Word of God, you have to believe that the Bible is the absolute truth. There is an absolute truth, and that is the Word of God. And we believed that in the very beginning of time, from the very beginning of the conception of the church, we believed it was the absolute truth. It was God's Word about salvation. How do you get saved? Well, you find out how to get saved according to the Bible, not man's thought. About lives being built, how to build Christian lives, it comes from the Bible, the Word of God. That's the only place that you're ever going to find the truth on how to be saved and how to build a Christian life is from the Bible, the Word of God. Not what we think, but what God says.
Amen.
Not what we would like it to say, but what it says. The first sermon that was ever preached at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, it'll make it available to you anyway at one of our services. It's on tape, and we're going to make it available to you. The very first preaching service. Charles and Ruth English came to that service, of course, and one of them, I don't know, maybe both of them together, set a tape recorder on a chair, plugged it in, and recorded that service. And we're going to make available to you that recording. Now, we could not take all the baby cryings and the gooing and the crying and the coughing and the everything else that went along with it. You're just going to have to enjoy it the way it is. But even in that message, I re-listened to it just the other day in my car as I was traveling to the hospital, re-listened to it. And that message, I stressed the fact that we must build this work on the Word of God. That's 30 years ago.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, that's a landmark that absolutely cannot be moved. Under no circumstances. Blessed Hope Baptist Church cannot remove that landmark. It must stand. Amen. And it was set early. It was set in the very beginning, the conception of this church. That was one of the things that we said. In fact, that was the first thing we said. It must be built on the Word of God. Amen. Secondly, one of the landmarks that we established was soul winning. Right after, and Brother Charles, I cannot remember. I should remember it in detail 30 years ago. But I cannot remember exactly how many days or how many weeks or what it was, but I remember vividly standing and talking to the men of the church, and we was just talking about things and saying, you know what, we've got to have a soul winning program. We've got to have a time when we go out visiting people. Very early in the conception of this church, I cannot remember, I'm telling you the truth, exactly at what point that happened, but it was not very long after the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It was a landmark that had to be established. We believed in soul winning. We believed in being personal witnesses for Jesus Christ. We believed that was our responsibility. And it is the church's responsibility to be soul winners, to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believed, even in those days, at the beginning of this church, we believed in the door-to-door visitation. Knocking on doors, not knowing who was behind. We've done that all of the years of this church. You may think sometimes it's just a new program. We have different programs, don't we, Pastor Jerry? Different programs and different ways of doing it, but it's just a continuation of what was established back in the very beginning of this church. Soul winning. And that was a landmark. We believed in witnessing. We believed in witnessing at work. We believed in witnessing everywhere we went. I still believe that. I believe it's the responsibility of every Christian to witness for Christ no matter where they are. Amen? And see, well, that was believed 30 years ago. That's not something new that we've added. That was in the establishment of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We believe that it was our responsibility to witness to our neighbors. Now, a neighbor is just not the one next door to you. A neighbor is a neighbor. A neighbor is anywhere you can find him. Jesus taught that about who is the neighbor when he found a man who was laying along from hurt and wounded from Jerusalem to Jericho. And this man, this good Samaritan, found him. That's who the neighbor was. So neighbors are everywhere. Amen. But we believed it was our responsibility to witness for Christ to our neighbors, to our friends. We believe that the preaching of the Word of God had to be a witness to the saving grace of God. And so when folk come to church, they could hear the Word of God and they could hear the gospel plan. We believed in our Sunday school classes should be taught by teachers who were godly people, who was teaching the truth of the Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We wasn't too long, and I don't remember all the times when we started all of these, but we began a children's church and have had the children's church in existence for many, many, many years. Let me say to you, it's for the purpose of winning children to Christ, getting the witness of Jesus Christ. We believe in the youth programs. We've had youth programs all the time of the existence, and I'll talk about that in just a moment, of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. From practically day one, we've had youth programs, and those are designed to win people to Christ. It's soul winning. We believe in tract ministries. I don't even know. I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be interesting to know how many tens of thousands of tracts has been given out through Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Whether you understand it or not, we order the God's Simple Plan of Salvation now by tens of thousands. We get them cheaper when we order them 10,000 at a time. We've done that for some time, but can you imagine all back down through the years in the existence of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, how many tracts has been handed out? Just, it boggles your mind. Now, it wasn't just by one or two people. I mean by a church that was handing out tracts and trying to give tracts to people. I believe in that. It's a practice of my life. Wherever I go, I take tracts with me. If that's on vacation, I enjoy taking a stack of tracts with me, putting them in my pocket, and everywhere I stop, wherever we stop, my wife and I give them a tract. I like going in hospitals and handing a tract to people. I like just meeting people and having an opportunity to say, would you please read this? I usually say to them, would you mind if I just give you a gospel tract? You know, they usually don't get mad at me. They usually don't say no. I've had very few people say no. A few, once in a while will, but very seldom. They'll say, oh, okay. I take it. I don't know how many thousands I've handed out, but imagine all the thousands that the people of Blessed Hope Baptist Church down through these 30 years have handed out. It's amazing. Being a witness, being a soul winner for Christ, it's still our responsibility. It is a landmark that absolutely cannot be moved. Soul winning touches the heart of God. Some people don't get involved in soul winning. You're making a big mistake. He that winneth souls is wise, God says. Amen? So once again, I'm saying to you, get involved in soul winning. Get involved in the tract ministry. Get involved in giving out those tracts and telling people how to be saved. Just let it be a part of your life. And over a period of time, you look back when years has went by and you say, my goodness, how God has blessed and used even me to give the gospel to somebody. Amen? Soul winning. The Bible, the Word of God, soul winning. One of the other ministries that was established here was the ministry to children. I've always believed something. I believe if you don't reach children, you're just missing the boat. And a landmark decision was soon made right after the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We started a nursery. Yes, and we was having a special day. And Pastor Ross said, during Sunday school, I'm going to work in the nursery. And Brother Don, I'm almost sure it was me and you that got that chore that day. But Don cheated on me. I had to hold Eric McKee on my lap. And when I got done, he had not been done. And when I got done and got out of that nursery, there was a big spot on me. And I had to get up and preach. And that old pulpit, that old stump pulpit, didn't hide much. Now, see, I could do that today without any trouble. I could stand back here. No one would even know it if I could make it up here and get up here. But nursery. I love the nursery. I do. I swing by there once in a while and just look in. I just love the nursery. It's a precious place. But it isn't just the nursery. It's Sunday school classes. Teaching boys and girls about Christ. This has taken place from the very beginning of the church. This is not something that's developed over down through the years. It began. Right after the church started, Mrs. Swaby, I needed a place to have a convert class. And she said, I'll fix you up. It was only I had a couple converts. And I went that next Sunday and I said, where's it at? She said, right over here, come see Pastor Ross. And he was in the bathroom. And she had taken a box and built and had Bob make the box, and it set right over the commode. And you couldn't even tell it was there. And that's kind of where I sat. And I taught my converts. Sunday school classes, convert classes. I mean from the very beginning. Children's church, we mentioned that earlier. As soon as we could, we got children's churches started. You that are involved in those children's churches, Brother John and Terry and Stephanie and Laura back here, involved in children's churches. You're doing a great work, an important work, getting that word of God to those young, sweet children at their own age, at their own level. What a blessed thing it is. But that didn't just start yesterday. It's a landmark that began many, many years ago. Not only that, we started here some time back. The Master's Club has not been going that many years. It's probably been going around 8-9 years, somewhere in that order. Bob and Frank, I cannot remember exactly, but I think it was right in that area. We believe in reaching children. We believe in ministering to children. This church has always believed that. That's a landmark. We believe when you've got a church where there's children, it's alive. Whether you understand it or not, I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know whether you know other churches or not, but I've had many, many people tell me other churches, they go in and there's even no children there. Well, it's a dying church. I'm not saying that wrongly. I'm not being unkind. It's a dying church. If you don't have children, you've really got problems if you don't have children in your church. So we started master's clubs. And not only that, we started bus ministry. Now folks, you guys, some of you look out here and you see these buses sitting out here on Sunday morning. If you would look back with me 30 years, you would have seen a bus. Amen. Sitting at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. His name was Friendly Freddy. That's what we named him. Friendly Freddy. He was the first bus we've ever had. Now, the bus ministry at Blessed Hope Baptist Church did not get started yesterday. It's been going for 30 years. Okay? We've been doing that. It's a landmark. We believe in the bus ministry. We believe in going out there and getting children and bringing them into the house of God and teaching them about Christ. We believe it. I don't know how many children has been brought into this church in the last 30 years through the bus ministry, but it's phenomenal. It's amazing. I don't know how many buses have been. I said to myself, wouldn't it have been good if we'd have kept track of the amount of buses? I do not know how many buses we've used up over here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church in 30 years. I have no way of knowing that, but it's a high number. Buses that we've run. 30 years of buses. Why? Children. Children. Young people. Yes, we'll get some adults once in a while. But it's mainly about children. That's who usually rides them. In 1977, we began a school here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church with God's leading. We believed that God wanted us to begin a school. Why? Young people. See, the whole purpose of this is we bring them in here on Sunday morning And this is a principle. Listen to this. We bring them in here on Sunday morning. We get them from all over the area. I mean, we get them on buses. We do all kinds of things. We get them in here to hear the Word of God and do the best we can to train them and help them in a short period of time in Sunday school and church or children's church. And then they go home. And many of them never see us again till next Sunday morning. There's not a whole lot you can do. When I say a whole lot, there is a lot to be done, but you can't really have an extensive teaching ministry with these children for that period of time. You can do the best you can, do what you can, try to get them saved, try to get them to help them to grow in the Lord. But then, I'll mention it now, we move them now from the bus ministry and do as best we can to get them into the master's clubs from the first grade through the sixth grade. The master's clubs, if they'll come to the master's clubs on Wednesday night, we begin another, we are able to do much more extensive training of these young people. They move from the master's club, they move next into the teen group, youth group. Mention that in a minute. They move to there, and again, we're able to begin to teach them and train them more extensively. You don't get them all. You don't get them all here, but you can do a lot more training. The next move is the school. Because the school, you can take them for 5 days a week and train them about God for 5 days a week, plus getting them out of the wicked public school. Place where they won't even let them teach about the most important person that ever walked the face of this earth. Won't even allow him to be in a history class. Can't be taught. Isn't that foolish? Well, we teach it here. We teach these young people, and we started this school in 1977 for the purpose of building young people. We found out something. You cannot build strong families as long as they're going to have their children in the public school. That doesn't mean that all people that's been in a public school does not have some strong families. I say on a general rule, if you don't get them out of the public school, you're going to have problems. I did not say that some people have not succeeded, but if they have, they've kept them very close to the Lord and kept them in church and trained them and disciplined them in the right way. Very few people do that. Okay, so what we done is we started a school in 1977. I still remember very vividly. Remember getting on a plane and heading for Dallas, Texas, to be trained in the ACE program so that we could start a school. I came back from that training with fear and almost chickened out. But we started a school in 1977, and it's been going ever since. This is the 25th anniversary of the Blessed Hope Baptist School. 25th anniversary. It's been going for that length of time. What for? Young people. To build them, to help them, to become what God wants them to be. We've had teen ministries. In fact, very, very shortly after the church began, we started a teen ministry at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and we had teens meeting with some leaders out of the church, meeting with them, trying to build them, trying to help them. It might have about been the greatest program in the world. We've developed that down through the years. Jack and Penny Gordon has worked with the teens for many, many years. Brother Jack, do you know how many for sure? That's okay if you don't. But I know it's been many, many, many years. Pastor Jerry came to be with us in 1994 and helped in the establishment of now the youth ministry we have. Brother Jack and Sister Penny are still working with him. But we've always believed in reaching teens. Let me say something to you, though. We've always found out that if you don't get young people at an early age, when you try to reach them when they're teens, it's almost an impossibility. Now, again, we know it can be done. But very seldom do you have much success unless you reach them when they're little. You get them up at teens and then trying to turn their lives around, it's a very difficult situation. That's why it's so wonderful to have these young people grow up in this church and be built for God and then move into our teen ministry. And you parents are the one that's teaching them and training them and helping them and then send them to us and let us be a blessing and a help to continue to train them. But I'm just simply saying to you, children's ministries has been a landmark for Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We have right now 7 young people out of our church in college preparing to serve the Lord. Bible college, I'm talking about. 7. Now we have, and I haven't got the word on one for sure, but we have 5 graduates this year. We know for sure 4 of those are going to college, and maybe 5 are going on to Bible college. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You ought to get excited about that. Why don't you check out some of the other churches? Find out how many of them are sending their kids off to Bible college to serve God. Well, that's been designed from the very beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church, to get them when they're young and to build them and teach them. Why? To be servants of the Lord. So let me just say something to you. You can, and we've seen it down through the years, and I understand to some degree. But you as a parent, you can look around and you can see the little fallacies and the things that maybe are not exactly like you would have them at Blessed Hope Baptist School. But I want to tell you something. It's a great school. And it's doing a great job. And if you want to take time to just hunt those little things that you don't like about it, so you can come up with a reason for flying the coop, you go ahead. But this church has done a great job, and this school is doing a great job. Put them in the public school and see where they end up. And then another landmark is missions. This is something that soon after the church began, I think I've told you this before, but missions. We believe in missions. If you don't believe that, just look around. But we believe in missions. And right after the church began, where we had left, out at Providence Baptist Church out here, it was at that point, don't know what it is now, don't know about those things, but I know back then it was pretty liberal. Did not want a good stand on the Bible, the Word of God. We had 2 missionaries out there. As I was pastor out there, we had 2 missionaries. I led them into a mission program. We had 2 missionaries. As soon as we left and started Blessed Hope Baptist Church, they closed down their mission program and quit paying the 2 missionaries. We at Blessed Hope Baptist Church immediately picked them up and started our mission program at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We've been supporting missions for 30 years. Didn't start yesterday. 30 years of supporting missions. Dave Fiddler of Bangladesh. Because I always call it Bangladesh, because it's got an A in it. And he'd say, it's Bangladesh, Pastor Ross. I said, okay, Bangladesh. I do the same thing with Boki Road Baptist Church. I tell Brother Russ, I said, it's got an O in it. It's Boki. He said, it's Bakey. Then put an A in it. Amen. Amen. But anyway, Bangladesh, Dave Fiddler, Raymond St. John, from this town out in Africa, those was the 2 missionaries that we began to support. Immediately, right after the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. 30 years we've been supporting missions. The hundreds of thousands of dollars, I said the hundreds of thousands of dollars that has been sent out through this church in the support of missions over 30 years. Because we're missions, not just minded, we believe it, we put it our feet to it. Amen. Many, many, many missionaries sent out, plus missionary projects, not just the support that we're giving, but many missionary projects that we've done down through the years and are continuing to do. And then came the crowning event in our mission program when we had one from our own church, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, to answer the call to missions and go from this church, sending church, to the Dominican Republic. I was talking to a man the other day, had been pastor for a lot of years, And we was talking about that, and he said, you know, that's one of the blessings I have not had. I haven't had a missionary out of our church. That's not a condemnation against him. I'm just simply saying to you, we are blessed to be able to look back and say we have a young man and his wife now out of our church here that's missionaries. What a blessing. Why? Because the result of 30 years of missions. We give 17% of everything, tithes and offering that come into this church, 17% of it comes right off the top and is given to our mission fund. Plus on Wednesday nights, we have special offering times on the first Wednesday of the month. Special offering time, giving our people time to give extra to missions. We believe in missions. There is $2,270 sent out from this church every month to missionaries. Plus $350 to our college students to support them. That's a total of $2,620 every month goes from this church. You say, should be more. It maybe should be. I'm just telling you, that's what we're doing. Every month, that money goes out to missions. Amen? We have 27 missionaries that we support. That's not including the college students. 27 missionaries. We have a hall back there that says Missionary Hall. And if you'll walk down through it, I want to encourage you to do that. You ought to walk down through that from time to time and look at those missionaries and pray for them and think about them and think what God has done here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church over the 30 years of mission giving. Go down there and look at them. Look at their faces. They're out there representing, of course, the Lord first, but representing Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And we have the privilege of supporting those people, not only in money, but in prayer we ought to be doing. So are we a mission church? Yes, we're a mission church. We believe that. Well, how long you been that? 30 years. Have we shorted up some? Yep. Has there been times we've had to put some props in it? Yep. I think some of you know and some of you don't, and I don't like to bring up the negatives, but you know, back when Pastor Ross came back to the church in 1991, bless their hearts, I mean this, the people who were left here, whether you know it at that point, the morning I came in to candidate to return to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, there was 28 people here. And you know what they was trying to do? They was trying to keep their mission program going. Some weren't being paid. They was doing the best, trying to divide it up, trying to do what they could to keep the missionary program going. What I did was, at that point, they had 28 missionaries. Now, they were not supporting them very much a month. But they was trying to keep that going, trying to be a blessing, trying to at least pay some of them something. And I respected them for that. We came back and we had to put some props in it. We cut 14 of those missionaries. Now, the ones I got was the ones that was on deputation, and also some other ones that I spoke to. I spoke to each one of them personally. I called down near Cincinnati, Precious Seed. What's his name? Keene, Brother Keene. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, thank you, Brother Keene. I called him and I said, Brother Keene, I've got to drop some of your missionaries. Now listen, let me explain why. And here's what he said to me afterwards. He said, Brother Ross, a man who won't take care of his own is worse than an infidel. He said, you go build your work so you can have a work to support missionaries. That's what he said. And we did cut, but I want to just give you a good report. It's been my desire to see that number back up to 28. That's been something in me. Plus, we're supporting them at $75 a month now. And we're supporting Luke for $285 a month. Supporting CLA, $110 a month. But the rest of them is $75 a month. We are now supporting 27 missionaries. I want to give this to you and then I'll close because I've got another sermon next Sunday night to finish it. Okay? But I want to tell you what my desire is. Back a few months back, we went to Terre Haute to speak in a mission conference over at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. We met two young men over there by the name of Owens. David and Jonathan. Well, come to find out, when we was in Cambridge, Maryland, that family attended the church where we had begun. We'd begun to work for the Lord out there, and they began to attend. His name is David Owens also. And that little boy, David and Jonathan, we sat with them in cars. We'd go to special meetings. We'd come back from them special meetings, and him and his sisters would be singing, "We're almost home. We're almost home." I mean, we had an exciting time. All kinds of things went on, but we enjoyed it. We was in their home, I don't know how many times, and eat. Brother Dave Owens and I, one day went down in his basement and skinned a goose. Have you ever skinned a goose? No, he didn't pluck the goose. It was an old Canadian goose, and he didn't want to pluck it. He wanted to skin it. If you'd have seen two guys trying to skin that goose, you would have laughed, doing exactly what my wife's doing right now, because she sat there on the steps along with Betty and watched this process. But I can tell you, we had some great times. We got to see those, and in fact, of course, David was out there, and David Owens is the one that taught David how to lay carpet. Well, you knew that story or not. But David was out there with us, and he got to working with Dave Owens, and Dave Owens was a carpet layer, and Dave Owens taught David how to lay carpet. That's right. So anyway, we knew this family, so David and Jonathan here, we go to Terre Haute. There they are, the missionaries that's been invited in by Brother Manbeck. And we had a rejoicing time. I said, "I can't believe it. It was amazing. You're Dave, you're Jonathan." "Yeah, Pastor." And they were just little fellows. And they're both surrendered to missions. And so anyway, what I done, Jonathan is already on the field in Bulgaria. He already had his support practically done when we was over there and we met him. David has got a good portion of his support, but he doesn't have it all. And he's going to Ghana. Is that the way you pronounce that? Guyana. He is going to Guyana. And he's got such a burden to get there. And so anyway, I invited him to come during our 30th anniversary. And he'll be here on Thursday night when Luke preaches. I'm going to let him have a little while, maybe 10, 15 minutes to present his work and show us. And he's got a heart's desire. Now, here's the pastor's desire. What I'd like for us to do, and I've got sheets made up telling about him, his doctrinal statement, because he goes to his daddy's church, Dave Owens Sr., over in Ohio, because his daddy later on become a pastor. And he goes to their church and is being sent out of that church. What I would like to do, if the church agrees with this, I'd like on the next business meeting before this happens, I'd like to go ahead and vote David in. I want you to look at his doctrinal statement. I want you to look at it. He's got a letter of recommendation there. He's got okay. And I would really like to see us vote him in, and that night I can put my arm around him and say, "David, we're going to support you." That would be the pastor's desire. We'll talk about it on the business meeting on the 7th. That's my desire. And you know what that does? That puts us up to 28 missionaries. Isn't God good? Amen. So I'm just saying to you folks, this is a mission church. How long, Brother Ross? 30 years. Didn't start yesterday, folks. All the mission program you see out there started way back in the beginning of Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That's one of our landmarks. And it must not be moved. Let's pray. Father, thank you again today for your kindness and goodness and grace. Thank you for all the blessings, Lord, of the past 30 years. Help us not only, Lord, to strengthen those landmarks, Lord, keep them strong, keep them straight, and keep on going, Lord, for you. And I just pray, Lord, that you'll take this more or less testimony tonight of what you've done over the last 30 years and take it and use it in our hearts. Help us to remember not just what's going on now and the little things that may upset us from time to time, but look at what God has done for the past 30 years. We want to thank you for it and praise you for it. And Lord, it may be tonight some folk may just want to come up here to the altar and just say thank you. They may just want to come up here. Maybe you've touched their heart about something. Might be that you've maybe touched someone's heart about missions tonight, that they might desire to be a missionary. But Lord, touch their heart that they'll desire to get behind this church and all that's been going on these 30 years. And Father, just tell God they wanted to see it continued, to go on and be what you want us to be. And we'll thank and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.